Taylor Wallace hanging out in Studio 1A, but I'm not hanging out here by myself. I'm joined by our Righteous Concert Club. And we're here for the wonderful music and to celebrate the upcoming release of Austin's Go Fever. The Daydream Hawker EP is out February 1st. KUTX presents the album release show of that at Cheer Up Charlie's on the 2nd. And they'll be joined by heavyweight lineups, Hardproof, Hong Kong Wigs, and Being Dead. And this wonderful KUTX After Hours is presented by Odell Brewing Company. Guys, thank you guys so much for being here with us tonight.
Thanks for having us, Taylor.
What are we going to hear first?
We're going to hear the first single off the EP called Really Wantcha.
Feel so much, you feel so little. I'm not turned on by the pleasant and the civil, though I do enjoy the odd bouquet. Still, I'd rather you abuse me than be this way. What I'm used to is not healthy. This blatant fact you need not tell to me.
We are live in Studio 1A with Austin's Go Fever, talking about the new EP, Daydream Hawker. It's out on February 1st, so we're here tonight getting really excited about it. KUTX presents that album release show on February 2nd at Cheer Up Charlie's. They'll be joined by Being Dead, Hong Kong Wigs, and Hard Proof. That is a 4 out of 4 fantastic lineup. We're here tonight with Go Fever. Guys, thanks one more time. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Having fun.
We're going to be talking to AC Monaro tonight. And AC, can you introduce us to all of these awesome people flanking you?
Sure. Oh, I just realized this is going to be awkward because I actually don't know how to pronounce two of our band members' last names.
Which is why I asked you to introduce it, not me.
I used to have a bad name. I changed it. So I'm AC Monaro. Benjamin Burdick is on bass. We call him Ben. Keith Lowe on lead guitar. Jim Campo on rhythm and sometimes lead guitar.
I just Campo's the hard last name.
Got the easy ones out of the way. Anna, how do you pronounce your surname?
Rennick.
Rennick, that's what I thought it was. Anna Rennick on Juno. And Stein Dobbler? Cool. Yeah.
Is getting it Dobbler or Dobbleri?
I know how to spell it for the bio. Oh, that was awkward. Thanks, Taylor.
It's an icebreaker. Now we're all humanized. We're all here on the same level, and now we're just gonna really get to know each other.
You sound like such a narcissist. They're kind of new members, whatever. Old friends.
So the last time y'all were here was last year. We were talking about the full-length debut LP, which was absolutely fantastic. And in the meantime, you've gone under, like you said, some lineup changes. A couple of those have allowed you to focus more on being a front woman. Can you talk a little more about those decisions and how that has like influenced how you place yourself in the band?
That's a great question. Thanks. I think because this is my first band, and before this, I played kind of solo singer-songwriter stuff with just a kind of bare minimum of knowledge of how to play a guitar. And so I started this band and I write songs on guitar, and I guess I just thought I had to play guitar, but I was never comfortable. I grew up like listening. I was thinking the other day, like I was stuck in a traffic jam and I was listening to Allman Brothers, Brothers and Sisters, and I know every single guitar part, like, but I never wanted to play those parts. I've always just wanted to be a vocalist. So it's just really recently that I decided to give up pretending I could play, and so now I can move and jump around the stage and have a really good time. It's great.
And so your songwriting, and when I was just not a whole lot of homework to do when it's your, and just to be totally honest, this I'm getting to interview my all-time favorite Austin band right here, right now, so not a whole lot of homework that I had to do, but in doing so, I came upon some of the stuff that I had written, including sunny lyrics sliding off a sharpened tongue.
Always been one of my favorite things written about us. Thanks.
Thank you. So the songwriting is so, so deep. It's so personal, and it's not afraid to hurt anybody's feelings. Have you always written music that's that personal?
Yeah, indie diss songs. Songwriting is an avenue for me to get stuff off my chest. I've said this in that Austin Chronicle article recently that I was a very aggressive young person and had a whole bunch of vices, came from kind of pretty tough country town. And so now, you know, I'm vegetarian and I walk around the lake and do yoga and I write songs. But they're brutal.
What does it mean to you to put out music like that? Words like that?
It's hard. I actually had to have a conversation with myself and to allow myself, this is off, but I just had to be like, I can't worry too much about other people's feelings because this is, I mean, some of the greatest songs of all times have been really trash talking other people. So maybe one day one of mine will be added to that canon, I'm not sure. He cops it the most, my husband. God love him, up here playing bass and singing backing vocals to songs that I've written about him. I write a lot of songs trash talking myself as well, so to be fair.
Do you ever think like, oh, this is too personal, or is it just like it's just genuine?
Sure. No, absolutely. There's one particular song off the new record that we're going to play off the air tonight called Cling, and it's about just living with bipolar disorder, and I had some serious health problems a couple of years back, and I wrote it and then didn't bring it to the band for a long time. But once you, yeah, it kind of has to be old stuff. So by the time people are asking me questions about it, I'm quite blasé.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, after all of the deep questions, my final question, what is a daydream hawker?
It's me, mate. I was trying to find a name for the EP, and it's a line from the song we just played that's about my relationship with Ben. And I am, you know, I had a nickname in Australia, which I hate, but it was called Gunnar Monaro, because I was always going to do this and going to do that, and I was telling people this big stuff I was going to do. And so I guess I'm always, like, trying to, like, sell these, you know, like, we're going to do this and get people on board. But now I just have forged ahead and done it without, I don't need a team. So it was just the clumsiest couplet in all of the lyrics of the five songs that I could find. It's the most obnoxious sounding EP title. Really doesn't roll off the tongue at all. So that's that.
And she's talking about being from a small town. If you can't tell by her accent, she's from Kentucky. We're here in Studio 1A with Austin's Go Fever, talking about the new EP, Daydream Hawker, that's out on February 1st. KUTX presents that album release show on February 2nd at Cheer Up Charlie's. They're joined by Being Dead, Hong Kong Wigs, and Hard Proof. What are we going to hear next, guys?
This song's called Olivia.
You don't have to pretend.
That's Go Fever and Olivia, the latest single from Daydream Hawker. It's out on February 1st. And KUTX presents that album release show on February 2nd at Cheer Up Charlie's with Hard Proof, Hong Kong Wigs, and Being Dead. We've been joined here tonight by our awesome, awesome concert club, and you will be able to hear both of these great songs you've heard, the interview, and a slew of extra songs at KUTX.org tomorrow. We've got a bunch of wonderful people who have helped put this on tonight. Today's Studio 1A is mixed by Cliff Hargrove. Jake Perlman is our front of house. Our multimedia crew today is led by Jorge Sanhueza Lyon, assisted by Salvador Castro. Deidre Gott is our Studio 1A producer. And Go Fever, AC, Jim, Stein, Keith, Ben, Anna. It has literally been a dream come true to have y'all in here tonight. I remember being in my car and listening to Go Fever and thinking, it's inevitable that I'll get to do this one day. And so thank you so much for being here. Thank our concert club for supporting KUTX, supporting these guys, and being here with us tonight. My name is Taylor Wallace, and you're listening to KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience.